Welcome back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively in Parkville. We are at Pappas. Maybe East Towson.
Nestor.
I don't know, man. Maybe South Paring Parkway. And it's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have Raven scratch-offs to give away. I have found a handful of these. I got to get Roz back. I have a few 50th anniversaries, but we're going to be at Coco's next week. We're going to be at Gertrude's on Thursday. We're going to be at the Hollywood Casino on Friday with my lousy football picks. It's all brought to you by our friends at Win the Nation, 866-90-NATION, as well as Jiffy Lube MultiCare. You know, I have never had this guy on, even though he's like been behind the scenes up in Cockeysville. We opened Bel Air. We went down to Glen Burnie. I came in today, and Jeannie's like, man, you got all these people here, and there's people to see, and there's beer distributors and liquor people and fans at the bar and old friends stopping by and visiting. And I'm thinking, Steve's not going to come on the show today. And here you are. Look at you.
I'm like you, Nestor. I have like levels of like security to get to come.
Well, I'm glad I get the top guy here. So I pulled
in
today.
You're the top guy too.
I got to tell you this. I pulled in today and I live on this side of town now. And I wind up thinking of Cockeysville as the Pappas, right? Like when I'm going to I go to Cockeysville and I think to myself, Parkville, it's still like my radio station. Still have a radio station, still Parkville, still there. And I'm like, of course it's still here. I come by it all the time and see it. But when I see the outside of this building, I'm like 12 years old again. I'm a little boy here for a wedding upstairs. I had my first ever Pappas crab cake and prime rib. So my next door neighbor, Miss Treva, got married. She was a little older. I don't say that now that I'm 55 because she might have been 55. She felt 105 to me. But she got remarried later in life to a man named Kaz, and they had their wedding party and reception upstairs. It's got to be 80 or 81, about 12 years old. And the question was, do you want prime rib or crab cake? That was the thing. And of course me, I was sort of an Ovaltine. I was like, well, do I have to pick one? And Miss Treva said, you can have both. She's from Virginia. She can have both. And I'm like, well, you know, so I had both upstairs that day. I had never had prime rib in my life. I looked at it and I'm like, you going to cook it more? And like, no, we serve it that way. And I'm like, all right, what's that oh juice that I put in there. So I had my first ever prime rib here and my first Pappas crab cake. And I would say at that time, we didn't have crab cakes like that in Dundalk where I was from, you know, even at the time. So you were famous for crab cakes back in the day.
Yeah. It's been a long time. That's 40 years ago,
40
Nestor.
Oh, my God. And I remember,
crazy.
But your building is iconic to this.
This building has had a business in it since the 30s. And, yeah, so there were, like, little kids coming in here that fought in World War II.
Well, I felt awful.
That's how
today.
Old this building is.
So Steve Elliott Chiropractic,
90 years
up
old.
The road, he grew up the street here, and I didn't think to invite him till this morning, and I'm like, dude, you grew up in the neighborhood, because I wanted to tell the neighborhood story. So this is serendipity that you're here. When's the first time you walked in this building? How old were you?
1972. My father bought this place from Andy Wargo. I don't know if you guys know Wargo, but Andy Wargo, his son has a restaurant up in Bel Air, and it was called Wargo's. And actually, when my father bought it in 1972, he left it Wargo's for many years, and people called it Wargo's even after we changed the name to Pappas for many, many years. You know,
so it was Wargo's for 20, 30 years?
It was Wargo's for a long time.
The Colts era, when the Colts stuff was on the wall.
Incredible family. Love those people, the nicest people in the world, to Wargo's family.
And you've been here 51 years.
Yeah.
Well, you guys
72,
had,
yep.
You 51. Had your 50th anniversary,
yep.
And I remember talking
M&T.
About it. You
it
had
was
it
a
stadium.
Party.
Man, I had employees of yours on from with my people, South American folks you have that have worked for you for years, talking soccer.
Yeah.
And that was something because the night that happened, I didn't make the event, but my timeline. How many Baltimore people, you talk small Baltimore people coming by saying hello to me on a set here today, mm-hmm. but like it felt to me like it was like a Baltimore scrapbook.
Oh,
you know, that night.
It was a special night. It was a special night, definitely.
It was 2 years
400
ago.
400 people, yeah.
Well, I mean, of all the things, you say you walked in here in 1972. What was this space? Was it pool tables?
It was a steakhouse.
Wargo's
had it at a steakhouse. And I remember the booths had like a cow print. The booths had a cow print on the leather. I'll never forget it. And we used to serve steaks on a sizzling platter. I'll never forget it.
When did the crab cake happen?
I'll tell you in the 80s, late 80s.
You know, I've talked
early
to so many
90s.
Greek families, right?
Like, yes.
You know, I'm over Kokos, Kostas. They love you guys. I mean, every time I'm at Kostas, like, hey, you're over Pappas. Tell them, we love them. They're friends of ours. And I'm like,
I love all of them.
You know, right. I mean, and I think there was something about Greek hardworking immigrant people.
Yeah.
And something about this town, and my wife would say the same thing for restaurants in Manchester, New Hampshire. There's a famous place, Puritan Backroom, Greek family. But the crab cake and the local fare and serving it and how it...
It's kind of unusual.
I love hearing the family stories. And and I say this about the crab cake tour. Every one of these institutional places serves a deliciously different version. And you all keep your secrets. And tell me the secret of your... When did your crab cake happen?
it's an interesting story. I had an uncle through marriage... through the Nichols side of my family that had a place in Wilmington, Delaware, and he came by and he showed my father how to make crab. Of course,
somebody
crab
in
cake
Wilmington,
has,
Delaware.
Yeah, it's developed completely different over the years, but that's how it started.
Did Wargos have a crab cake on the menu? In 72?
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody's...
I don't think you could have a restaurant in Baltimore without having a crab cake, but...
Even then, yeah. But my understanding of the history and the lineage of the crab cake is it was a scrap food, claw meat. It was not a Gucci item. It wasn't... every bar on the corner had them because everybody had crabs that came out of the water on the east side of town, and... that's where the salty Old Bay J.O.
That's what I'm going to take credit for.
What's that?
That I decided to put the best crab meat into the crab cake when other people weren't.
And that happened sometime around 1980.
It blew me up, and I'm you know, God bless, but you know that's what took us over the top.
Well, you couldn't get that anymore.
Our crab cake became our thing, you know?
Well, that's what I was saying, 1981, 82.
So we went from a steakhouse to crab cake.
Listen, I'm a kid that lived on the bus line in Dundalk. My parents never drove, right? So coming out here to tree-lined, getting off the Beltway, inside the Beltway, and coming to this place and going upstairs, and having your crab cake for the first time, it was memorable to me for exactly what you would say. And this, anybody from Dundalk would know this to be true. And I don't say it is east side, but crab cakes... at sub shops, at crab houses, anywhere you went. And I say this with love. My mother made them this way. There's a place in Annapolis that still makes them this way. I call them a fried hockey puck. They would take claw special meat, mix in some mayonnaise, mustard, some celery seeds, some J.O., some Old Bay, whatever that is, mm-hmm. and fry it in a pan, mm-hmm. and fry it again, and flip it down on crackers, and it was fried, which is, I still love a fried, I know you broil, it's good, but I love a fried crab cake, but part of that was I had never had a jumbo, you know what I mean? Until
yeah.
I would come to a place like you, or when it became more popular in the 80s, when I think the prime rib started serving a crab cake similar to that. And I call it more of a country club crab cake, because I think the Pimlico Hotel had some lineage in
yes.
starting it.
Angelina's.
Angelina's, of course. That was my favorite crab cake as a kid. So,
right.
and gone. You're still here, and the venerable part of this is the location's still here. I still get to come here. And it's like better than ever in your four locations. I mean, that really is a testament to what that crab cake did for you, right? Like, literally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It helped a lot. But you still had to do the work, you know? It's restaurant business is not an easy business for anybody. And, you know, but we struggle through it. And we've had our ups and downs, but we've made it over all these years.
When people ask you what's the secret to making it work... and there's a million secrets, right? But what, I mean, I'm getting asked that 25 years and you're like, radio, 25
yeah.
years up in Towson. Wow.
No doubt about it.
You know, like, and I'm like, well, the secret for me would be the passion, the love to do it. and the commitment to doing it right. Mm-hmm. And for me, with what I do, to being honest, to being accountable, honest, same you would want.
That's very similar to what I would say.
Same as what you would want for food here, right?
Yes.
I mean, but it's different.
And the way I treat my employees and things like that keep my longevity, because if you're in and out of employees, eventually you're going to run into a group that's going to bury you. So if you find a good group and you treat them right and they stick with you, you can have something that can, you know, stand the test of time.
No, there's no doubt about that. So branching out, Bel Air, give me a little. I know your shipping business, which this time of year, I mean, I'm surprised you're not filling boxes right now. Thanksgiving. No, right?
I have my sister-in-law. She does it. Karen Zimmer. She's just fantastic. She's really on top of things when it comes to shipping, and that really helps me out a lot. Frees me up to spend time with the restaurant.
To a Baltimore Positive.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, I have a great team of management and partners that, you know, I'm just blessed.
Now you're doing.
I am blessed. But I would say that is my best characteristic. I was able to find good people. I can spot talent.
And stay out of the way.
And then, yeah.
Or be in the way enough.
like Jeannie, my general manager here in Parkville.
Is she camera shy?
She's right here. Come on over.
Is she coming? Are you going to come
over? Come on.
Come on. I got microphones for everybody here, for all my friends. Here, pull up. How are you? So she is a Facebook friend, right? So this is even more important, because when Justin said, you got to get Jeannie. Here's her number. Put her on. She calls me, and I see her last name pop up on my phone. And I look down, and I'm like, she's a Facebook friend. And I didn't put two and two together that you're the same person.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been here in Parkville? How long have you been running this joint?
I've been here 13 years.
That's all. Wow, that's a long time.
Just 13 years, yeah.
Well, I walked in today, and you're like, man, you brought a crowd. And even Eisenberg's like, man, all these people, did you plant these people? And I'm like, no, man, this is like a Tuesday before Thanksgiving in Parkville. Is this Parkville East House? What do you consider this? I call it Parkville.
Parkville.
So Jeannie is a friend of my wife. So you know how I said I like to spot talent? I'm good at spotting talent. Well, I chased her down instead of the other way around, where she applied for the job. It wasn't like that. It was more like, I was like, you got a very organized, smart friend.
Recruiting.
They took me out to dinner one night.
I recruited her. Exactly.
And he said, do you like your job? And I said, I love my job. And he said, well, I want you to come work for me.
See, I need that. I need that right now.
That's exactly true.
You know, so for my business, the next couple of weeks during the holidays, I really work on my business and growth of my business. And I know behind the crab cake, behind the chicken Milanese, behind all the people, there's a concept here that you've managed to replicate throughout the community. Like, I've been in your Glen Burnie spot. I saw Brian here earlier. I mean, Brian was working over White Marsh Plaza Liquors with me and Fritz 25 years ago. I didn't know he was running Glen Burnie. And I'm in touch with a Brian at Glen Burnie, and Falter runs around the corner and says, hey, what's up? And I'm like, you here for lunch? Like, you say, no, dude, I'm the Brian you've been texting with. And I'm like, nobody said, I know all your people, right?
I know, isn't that crazy? It's Baltimore.
It is a total Baltimore story here. And for 13 years you've been here, I said to him, no disrespect to you, and certainly not to Bel Air or Glen Burnie, but I live downtown, I would always think of the Cockeysville location. It's big, it's new, it's spacious. It feels like it's been there forever. But when I had Justin on, I remember being there when it was the other thing, and when they had other, the Martin's facility was there. There was a sports bar there, and you guys. But I remember you moving into that plaza from here, and that was such a
Champions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You remember that?
There was a Spanish restaurant out there for a couple of minutes too. That was like a Tio Pepe's of the neighborhood kind of thing at that time. But you took this concept and took it up there. I mean, this is not. It's challenging to do one. But to move these things around and to have people say, well, that becomes my new one. Well, you have to, you know, you don't want to cannibalize one other place. Right.
That happened a little bit here.
I wonder what took you so long to get to Bel Air.
It was a struggle. When we first opened up Cockeysville, it was very much of a struggle to keep things going here in Parkville.
Because people want to go to the new place, right?
People wanted to go to the new place, and it was just a little bit close, you know?
Well, so, and I think one of the reasons you do it is people move around. I mean, I talk about being in here 42 years ago, right? In the 42 years, I've lived in White Marsh, I've lived in Perry Hall, I've lived downtown, I've lived in Dundalk. But, you know, when I think of a Pappas, in the 80s, I had to come here, right? Then you have choices. And the Bel Air things, that I could barely, you barely had room to set me up there. Because I showed up there the first couple weeks.
I wish it was bigger, yeah.
But it was a sensation when it first opens, because the communities here want to embrace that. There's so many people in Bel Air who've had a Pappas crab cake.
Right.
And that's why I said waiting year. Are you a Bel Air person?
Yes. I am now. I'm a transplant.
Okay. Well, so.
I think everyone's a transplant.
Well, then you tell me that story. I think for a lot of the Baltimore families moving to Bel Air, and for even my audience, I mean, all the people I went to high school with in Dundalk, Curly people, East Baltimore people, Catholic High, they all live in Hartford County, right? Mm-hmm. They've all been eating your crab cakes their whole life if they're from this side of town.
That's right. Parkville, Perry Hall, in Bel Air.
I think the thing about this being in here all these years later is how you've kept it sort of the same in that way, right? Mm-hmm. When you walk into this bar area, there's somebody that could come back for Thanksgiving that hasn't been here in a while that would recognize this. And it looks really not a lot like Cockeysville. It's not, they're dissimilar, right? I mean, they've taken on their own personalities. I'm sure the one in Bel Air has its own personality for what it is.
Sure. Absolutely.
What is this place institutionally for you?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, no, it's just
the
like,
original.
It's the
old school, yeah.
See, I see the tequila being featured.
It is home, yeah.
Sell more tequila than anything else? I hope you do. It looks delicious.
We definitely sell a lot of tequila, but we sell a lot of a mix. We have bourbon, too.
The craft beers. And the bourbons, the tequilas, the craft beers. I think that's what we're known for here.
See, when I think you're crab cakes, I got to have a beer with it.
Yeah. I got my new Pappas IPA. I got a Pappas IPA.
See, I'm not an IPA guy. That's a different palate.
Yeah. I'm not either, but it's a lot of people like
I know. Good beer. Five out of every six taps is an IPA. I know. Right. It must be popular. It's just not my thing. I'm more stouty, especially this time of year. Yeah, I'm going to go with something a little darker, something a little heavier. That's just me. But I love the fact that, no offense to Budweiser, Miller, and Coors, because they've kept me alive. But
me and Jeannie are more alcohol, less beer. We're more like hard stuff.
See, that's why I'm talking tequila with you guys, right?
Right.
But I think every bar has taken on that difference over all the years, which I said, Bud Miller, Coors, you know, or in the Pabst in the old days, or National.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now, like, bars are, there's a lot more choices, you know?
Yes.
And I haven't gotten ready to pair, like, a whiskey with a crab cake or whatever. I'm still beer and crab cake for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm old school like that. So my wife had a business meeting up in your Cockeysville location, and she went out with like 10 people from her office about a month ago. I said, we're going to Pappas. I'm like, I'll text Justin to set you up. Go up there, get a table. They came home. I said, hey, what'd you get? You get something good? She said, we all got the same thing. And I'm like, did you get 10 crab cakes? She's like, every person got a crab cake sandwich. And I'm like, how do you get people? I mean, like, I'm always trying to do something different.
I think when people come to Pappas, it's ingrained in their head. Oh, you go to Pappas, you have to get a crab cake. That's what I find.
I got the chicken Milanese, and I had two bites of it, and I started talking to John Eisenberg doing radio here, and I can't wait to dig back in. But then I look at the bar, this guy's got a crab cake, and I'm like, oh, man. So Christian Horton from Hollywood Casino, he's going to be our next guest. I'm going to have your crab cake during that segment. It's crab cake tour. I got to have crab cake, right?
Yeah.
Makes all sense in the world.
Well, I've already ordered you some crab cakes, so they're on their way.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I said I like them like fried hockey pucks, but I like me a Gucci Pappas crab cake. Nice face-up little...
Big round with big lumps coming out.
Oh, yeah. So my wife this morning said, bring me one home. So she says that, you know.
I've got one for her, too. So.
My wife did not eat crab cakes before her transplant. So she's had a bone marrow transplant, so her whole DNA's changed, her palate's changed.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, when I started the crab cake tour 3 years ago, she's like, you could pick some food I like. And then I got her out a little bit, and I brought her like a little Fadley's. I brought her your crab cake from Justin 2.5 years ago with Mike Bordick wearing masks. I brought the crab cake home. She's like, I think I'm starting to like it a little bit, you know, and now I never not bring a crab cake home, and she eats 60% of what I bring home.
Nice.
So she's on to your crab cake. So she's about it. She ordered in your restaurant. That's what I said to her. I'm like, you went to Pappas and ordered a crab cake? I'm like, that kind of shocks me because, like, I do business with them. I can bring crab cakes. I thought you would have worked into something different. No. I wanted the crab cake. So
nice.
I can't even talk her out of it. She's stuck on it. So you're my Facebook friend. How do I know you in the real world?
She knows everybody.
Well, back in the day, I grew up in Baltimore City. I grew up in Hamden. I went to Western. I'm a Western Dove. And
did you grow up in Coachella? Mickey?
I did.
No. Hamden. Okay.
I did.
But, okay.
But I started back in the brokerage working for Little Diddy's and the original sports bar.
Ah, that's how I know you.
And back in like the late 80s, early 90s. And
I was friends with Mickey Coachella growing up.
So, well.
And my
you turned out okay.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the
Mickey did
oh,
my
was
show.
His bad influence.
Mickey did my show when we opened your location in Bel Air. Mickey lives in that neighborhood.
Oh,
he lives right
yeah.
around the corner from your Bel Air location. So Mickey
we were
came
young.
Up.
He was like 16. I was like 17.
Man, I was at Hammer Jacks with him back in the day, you know.
Yep.
When I so
and I went to the Broadcasting Institute.
Did you?
I interned at 98 Rock, and I worked at POC.
That's why she's so good on the mic.
right.
So you went
QSR.
To BIM. When did you go to BIM?
I graduated in 89.
So that was after, like, Robin Quivers, after
yes,
all that.
Yes, it was after okay. that, yes.
So BIM would always send me interns at my radio station in the late 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've been on the air since late 91. So you were trying to get into
I
the industry
in,
around that
I worked
time.
In radio in 88. 88 through...
Where'd you work? 98. What'd you do?
I started my internship at 98 Rock in 88.
So that's Russ Motla.
I was in the morning show with Bob Rivers.
Bob! Did
Sean
you sit
Donahue,
on the roof and do all that with him?
Tony Aquaviva, Aquaman.
I remember
I
Aquaman.
Guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I worked at WPOC.
Chuck D'Cody still there then, maybe? No?
Chuck D'Cody was there
Ty
when
Ford
I was there.
Ty Ford still there? With Ty Ford?
Ty Ford,
going,
no.
Sarah.
Sarah was there, yes.
Sarah.
I was there with Steve Ash and
Stash,
Kirk
in the McEwen. Box,
I was there with those guys. I have some pictures I should show you.
So, you know, the plug Kirk. I'm going to plug in your band, Kirk. I'm going to be at Hollywood Casino. Christian, I'll be plugging it. They're Petticoat Junction's playing Hollywood Casino
oh, yeah.
next Friday night.
Nice.
So next Friday, I'm doing the show with Tom Kelso there, Crab Cake Tour. They have a delicious salmon BLT. I'm going to be giving Maryland a lottery tickets away in Maryland, Indiana, and then Kirk's band. So,
nice.
Man, it is small tomorrow.
It is.
Did you go to Hammer Jacks in the day?
Oh, my gosh. Who didn't?
So before,
yes.
The reason I did my hair, I know Steve thinks I did it for him, and I shaved it, and it smelled nice. I know. I wanted to look good because you want to look good when you're in Parkville. I'm for John Eisenberg. So I would say the reason I did all this, I had Tommy Conwell on the show.
Oh, wow.
And Tommy's playing the Wrecker next Saturday night. If you want to rock your ass off, just get over to the Wrecker next Saturday. Believe me, he's still great. He's still young. But, like, the Hammer Jacks era and all of that, it comes back to me every – there's never a day somebody doesn't talk – Ravens, Orioles, Aparicio, now it's Crab Cakes, Hammer Jacks. But the thing about Baltimore is, like, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
I mean, we really are.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
No doubt about it.
I mean, I'm 35 years of doing this. Like, it's crazy. 1972, four locations. You open a place in Bel Air. Most people open a place, they're like, I hope people show up. You guys opened a place in Bel Air 6 months ago. It's like... I hope we have, you need more space. Like,
right.
literally.
It's like, instead of like 8 degrees of separation, it's like 1 degree of separation in Baltimore.
And then there's Facebook and LinkedIn and, you know, how we're all interconnected and all that. And I think one of the really cool parts, I'll get a, but nobody leaves. Nobody leaves.
No, they leave, but they always come back.
Right. Yeah. Especially Thanksgiving or Christmas. And when they come back.
No, they always come back and live back here.
Well, I mean, you know,
I've had so many,
and orders your crab cakes, right?
I've had so many people
for sure.
I've known left to go live somewhere else and come back to Baltimore. I don't know why, but they do. And haven't you found that yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a tough place. If you do leave, you need to come back for a crab cake.
It's hard to replicate in other cities. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to Florida, and you can go to Vegas, you can go, you know, and but there's something that calls you back to the Parkville, quite frankly, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Your cheersness for the neighborhood, but I would think a lot of people like me in Dundalk at Squires or in Essex, you know, you go home, you're going to have a meal. If you're from this area, you're bringing mom here. You're bringing friends here, reunion here. Your phone rings. That's what you answer calls like that every day, right? Especially holiday time, right?
Right. And that's what it is here. You know, the folks would bring their kids who then bring their kids and so on. You know, and you hear stories now, these folks sitting around the bar. My parents brought me here. My grandparents brought me here when I was a kid.
What's upstairs? Oh, I haven't been up there in a while.
Banquet space.
Oh,
just like when you were a kid. Yeah.
We remodeled it.
We still do weddings.
We've remodeled it recently. It looks really good.
I want to go up and see. I haven't been up there. I got to do that.
You should go check it out.
Banquet space for up to 200 people upstairs. So, yeah.
Miss Treva, you can have both. All right, I'm going to get the prime rib and the crab cake. We're at Pappas Parkville. Come by, see the see Jeannie, see Jenna behind the bar. Yeah. At Brian here, we got people here all day long bringing me water. You tried to get me loaded before the show. I can say I was offered free drinks here. You almost
ended up on table 13.
Man, if I had a free drink for every book I've given away here, woo, I'd have been under the table. But we're at Pappas Parkville. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. Giving away some Raven scratch-offs. We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. We're at Gertrude's on Thursday at the BMA with Dan Rodericks promoting Baltimore. You have no idea. You love Baltimore. Go see that show with Dan Rodgers. Get over to the BMA before Christmas. Support Dan. Support local theater. Next Friday, we're going to be at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We are going to be at State Fair in Catonsville on the 5th in the morning. We're going to be at Curio and Foreign Daughter, our first ever cannabis dispensary crab cake tour. We're importing a crab cake, and it's a mystery. I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days, all right? And it's a tribute to you because you could be involved in this. I had a crab cake, and I'm not going to say where it is right now because it's a little bit of a mystery. That was just a phenomenal, phenomenal crab cake. So I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days. Then I did 31 in 31 days last August for my 31st anniversary on radio, okay? So I've had crab cakes everywhere I could. I haven't been to Gertrude's. Next Thursday, I'm coming for you, John. And there's some places that are venerable that I still haven't been, all right? So I'm holding a few back for this, that, whatever. But I had one day, and it came recommended to me from a food blogger. And she said, you got to go over and get this gal's crab cake. It's fantastic. And I picked it up on day 18. It was a cop-out day because some of these days I went to Ocean City. Some days I went to Cambridge. Some days I went below Cambridge. Some days I was in Rocky Gap. I mean, I went all over the state, southern Maryland, down Solomons. I mean, I've had crab cakes everywhere in the state. And this gal served it to me. I didn't make a stink. I wasn't nasty nester. I went in, ordered it, paid for it, took it home. My wife's like, yeah, you got a crab cake today. I said, yeah, I got a crab cake. So she took the video camera out because she was videoing me. I started to eat it, and I'm like, that's good crab cake. And I stopped. That's really good. I had to edit together 5 pieces of how good this crab cake was. It's very similar to your crab cake.
Really?
Like, it's the same sort of slurryish, more of a wet sort of lump thing. But she's out on the west side of town. I haven't talked to her.
West side.
But I want her to be the crab cake at Curio. So I have to talk. So a mystery. So a little breadcrumbing.
It's always the east side. I love to hear something going on in the west side.
East crab cakes.
We got 100 of them.
You don't really have an east side crab cake. You have a different. East side crab cake is much more salty, much more old, much more hockey puck. You know,
yeah, like crackers and mustard, right?
Yeah, you're different, man.
We
get them
different.
All shipping for you guys. Tell everybody how to do it and the best way to do it.
PappasCrabCakes.com.
Yep.
That's it.
And look for Friday. We're going to drop a code for some specials for Black Friday for shipping. So check it out online. Follow us on social media.
I'm going to spend so much money on Black Friday. It's going to kill me because I got to buy things. You know, when you get up on Black Friday, you need a pillow, you wait. You get up on Black Friday, you need long underwear because it's cold. You wait. When you get up on, you know, like Black Friday, so I'm. Get the credit card out.
Yep.
They got to have sponsors. Stephen Pappas, Jeannie here. We're at Pappas Parkville. My big thanks to the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, and Jiffy Lube MultiCare, as well as John Eisenberg with Rocketman. Christian Horton's going to be here from Hollywood Casino. My picks have just... I can't pick my nose, man. I did terrible. 5-9, 5-9. I'm down to, these are good Oriole numbers, 83 and 79 and 4. So you can remember 1983, 79 and 4. But it's... I'm skating close to 500 here. I'm going to talk to Christian from Hollywood Casino. We're going to be with him next Friday as well. I have my gavel. This is ingenuity here. This is
That's
you put
sweet.
Engineers to work.
You want help with that?
This is a beer opener on a crab claw mallet.
Look at that!
I feel like Judge Judy or Judge Wapner.
That's awesome.
Thanks for sponsoring us. Thanks for your partnership. All
that
the
is
years.
Genius.
Isn't that that's unbelievable? Leonard Raskin. He does
I
this.
I can't
with money
believe that
too.
We didn't think of that before.
Empowering people to choose their financial future. Raskin Global. It's patent pending, but he knows where to get them. Back for more from Pappas Parkville. Stay with us right after
this.